This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, June 9th. God's word to you today is harmonize. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, 26 and 27, and it says, "And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will." When God says he does not place a limit on us, do you know why God does not put a limit on us? It is because there is no limit in God. So do yourself a favor and take the limits off. When God says ask, the question is, ask who? God did not say ask your spouse. God did not say ask your government. God did not say ask your siblings. God says, ask of me. Who is speaking? God Almighty, and he is saying to you and me, ask of me. Our faith is not in our abilities. Our faith is in our God. In fact, our faith is not in our faith or in our capacity to have faith. When people feel they do not have faith, they become afraid. The reason they are afraid is because they think their level of faith is insufficient to move the mountain before them. I announce to you today that you do not need to have faith in your faith. Just have faith in your God. Believe God. I have not asked you to be in denial about whatever challenge is before you. Come face to face with the challenge, but do not stop there. Step back and put it side by side with your God, the Almighty God. Exodus 14, verse 14, from the Easy to Read version says, "You will not have to do anything but stay calm. The Lord will do the fighting for you." I want you to imagine a boxing match between you and that challenge before you. But just as you are about to take a step into the ring, God shows up and says to you, "Step back, child. You will not have to fight. I will fight for you." Wow. At that point, you just take your position beside the ring and cheer. Go, Father, knock them all down with one single blow. What we ask is never a challenge for God. However, God wants you and I to have the right motives for asking. I need you to get this because it will change your life totally and you will be able to embrace what God has for you. Motive is key to receiving. James 4 verse 3 says, "And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure." If all you're thinking about is how you get that big car to impress your wife, then you need to check it. This is the same woman that has been praying for you. How can God answer that type of prayer? If your reason for praying for financial blessings is so that you can go to the village and spray money, scatter everywhere with dollars, that cannot be a motive that aligns with God. You need to understand that you cannot be believing God for receiving another person's spouse by faith. That is not the kind of asking God responds to. With asking, the motive is key. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask that you harmonize my heart with God's heart. Help me desire. Holy Spirit, I ask that you harmonize my heart with God's heart. Help me desire and ask for what God wants for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.